Hey, Steve. Hi, Bertrand. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? It's been a while.
Yes, well, it has.
I see you every year at the summit.
Yeah, it's been a good MVP summit this year.
Yeah, it's been amazing. So what have you been working on lately?
I'm working a lot with ASP.NET Core, and I'm doing some work with the official docs that are...
Yeah, you're working with the ASP.NET Core team.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And their docs are open source now, which is awesome, so anyone can go on GitHub and take a look at them and, and contribute, pick up an issue, and you know, add some content or even work on a full article.
Yeah, it's one of the best ways to get started with a project, actually, is to write documentation.
Certainly.
And people shouldn't be afraid of not knowing the product in depth necessarily, because what you can do is pick up something, try to understand it, and when you do, you write the documentation for it. Yeah. So it's a great way to learn, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and a good way to get started in open source. So if you've not done open source before, maybe you find a typo or something that's missing some punctuation.
That too.
You can just file an issue, or you can do a pull request and fix it. And we get a lot of contributions from the community that way.
Yeah, there is no contribution that is too small.
Sure, yep.
Yep.
And even just issues, like you don't have to actually write any code. Just putting in a question and saying, like, you know, why isn't this covered or where would I look for that is helpful for us.
Filing an issue is a contribution.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. What else?
I'm doing training and consulting for myself. On ASP.NET Core, on domain-driven design, which I have done for a lot of clients, so that's been fun. And it's November right now, and when we're talking, and I've just got the software craftsmanship calendars.
You do that every year.
Yeah, this will be the sixth one, and so they're available now from my company, deviq.com, has a store, so it's store.deviq.com if people want to pick them up. We had a Kickstarter, and so we had like 150 people back the Kickstarter, and they're all going to get their calendars here in the next couple of weeks.
Nice. I didn't know it was a Kickstarter.
Yeah. We did a Kickstarter last year, and we did one this year, and they were both successful. This year's calendar, for folks that haven't seen it before, is sort of like a greatest hits version.
Mm-hmm.
So the Kickstarter, depending on how high we got, we would add that many more new pictures and topics. And so we've got one new topic, and the rest are like ones that are the best from the previous five calendars.
Okay. You work with always the same designer, or?
This is the first year we've had the same designer twice in a row. Every single year, the designer has changed, so.
Okay, cool. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think things are exciting with Microsoft. I'm excited to be doing stuff with .NET Core. ASP.NET Core is awesome compared to legacy ASP.NET. I've been working with ASP.NET and ASP my whole career.
What's your favorite feature of ASP.NET Core?
Honestly, the thing that's coolest to me, I'm really into testing and writing quality code and being able to have stuff that's decoupled so that you can swap it out and replace it. One of the coolest features that doesn't get a lot of airtime is the test host that's available as part of the hosting package. And what you do with test host is you can spin up an actual web server in memory and configure it however you want. And so for integration testing, this is awesome because in MVC5, Web API 2, if you want to test a controller method, you can write a unit test for that.
Uh-huh.
But if it's got filters or attributes applied to it or anything like that, or you want to test its route, you can't test any of that with a unit test. The only way you can test it is with like a web test or something like that that actually goes over the wire.
Yep.
Well, with test host, you can do all of that full stack MVC testing, test the routes, test the filters, test the security is working. With an integration test, but it's as fast and easy to set up as a unit test would be by just using a test host in your unit test.
As fast as a unit test?
Yeah, they're like 10 milliseconds to run.
Wow.
They don't go over the network. They're never going to get blocked by your firewall. You don't have to worry about which ports are open. There's not all that headache you get when you're running actual integration tests over the wire. It just runs in memory, so it's super fast.
That's actually pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. There's docs on it on the ASP.NET docs under testing controllers and integration testing.
How far can you go? You replay interactions with the browser? How do you?
It's not browser based at all. It's all in your code. It's HTTP client based. So the actual
interaction. Okay, so you replay a request.
Yeah, you make a client request. The test host is nice because it actually gives you a client. Like it has a property to give you a client that is already configured to talk to it.
Okay.
So you don't have to do any work of figuring out what URL to use or anything like that.
It just
hands you one, and you're like, okay, I have a client. Make a request to this path. like, you know, whack home, whack about or whatever, and then you get the response. So yeah, it's really straightforward to use.
Excellent.
And once you've got it set up.
Well, you see, I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, people don't know about it. So thanks for that. Anything else in ASP.NET Core that you're excited about? Maybe future features or
things you're waiting for? The new output caching stuff is good. That was missing in 1.0. Mm. It's there in 1.1.
Yeah.
And caching is a huge thing for most web applications. So that's a nice one, too.
Yeah, and a lot of nice middleware that's getting shipped now in the new version. So, yeah. All right. Excellent. Well, thank you, Steve.
All right. Thank you. It's good talking to you.
I'll see you next year.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.